Again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. This is for the recording date of Sunday, March the 9th, 2014. I am the Christian ambassador for, servant of, and to the Rastafari community for freedom, justice, and equality, the kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth, the kingdom and queendom of Islam. Islam, the way to peace, the way to peace through obedience to the Most High, the way to the waters of Noon, the way to the womb of Nonet, that ground zero that is the original state of the universe and the human being. Allah representing the waters of Noon. Allah representing peace and tranquility, no barriers, no boundaries, all one. And so, this word feast we're looking at, and I wanted to see, Yahushua said, I will come in and sup with you. We want to feed on the truth of Yahushua. We want to feed on health, wealth, and prosperity, liberty, deliverance, liberation for the human family, or else vengeance stands at the door. Now, the word feast in the African Hebrew language is this word.
Strong's H, 4960. Mishteh. Mishteh.
Mishteh, Hebrew, 4960, is masculine. See, we know of the sacred divine masculine, and we know of the sacred and divine feminine. In the African Hebrew, this word is defined as feast, drink, banquet. So we're dealing with eating and drinking, and that word is under a word that is masculine. So the masculine power of the human family is to work collectively to provide the atmosphere so that we may eat and drink and feed spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically, or we will drink the wrath of the Most High. This word feast is rooted in another word that is this one.
Strong's H8354. Shatha. Shatha.
Shatha is a verb, African Hebrew language, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. To drink, but also to drink of the cup of God's wrath, of slaughter, of wicked deeds. So when we fight against the science of life, we invite vengeance on ourselves. Rather than feed from truth, justice, and righteousness, the human family is drinking from the wrath of the Most High and drinking from slaughter and wicked deeds done from each other to each other in destruction of each other. The solution? Feed from Yahushua. The solution? Allow Yahushua to come in. Hear the feminine voice of Yahushua and open the feminine door of Yahushua. Let us sit down with Yahushua and drink and eat from Yahushua, that we may live in a society, a government, and institutions and systems that are free from corruption. The root word of the word feast in the Greek language is this one.
Strong's G1160. Dapane. Dapane.
Dapane is defined as expense and cost. Expense and cost. And this word is a feminine word. And so, the expense of something, the cost of something. What does it cost to live in a society? What expenses do we accrue by living in society? All right, sisters and brothers, the word we were looking at was feast. We're talking about Yahushua coming into the door, listening to the feminine voice of Yahushua, opening our feminine door, opening our ear, our spirit, our soul, our mind, our consciousness. Why? Because we need to change ourselves. It costs us too much. The expense is too great for us to live a life that is self-destructive, that is hateful, that is full of enmity and animosity. So we must look at ourselves as individuals. Count up the cost. Count up the expense for not being who the Most High has called us to be. We must reconstitute and reconstruct our own spiritual, mental, and moral and physical construct and be who we are supposed to be and be the most healthy that we are supposed to be. What is the word? Optimum. The greatest optimum of health we must experience spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically. Remove the corruption from out of our own spirit, mind, body, soul, heart, and nature. And then we can come together collectively. Count up the cost. What is the system costing us? What is the system? What expenses? How expensive is it to live in a system that is destructive spiritually, mentally, morally, consciously, and physically, and economically, and politically, and ecologically? It's a terrible price we are paying, a terrible cost we are faced with, a terrible expense that we have accrued. So that feminine dapane, expense and cost, what does it cost the woman as she is a single mother raising children, working at slave wage and low wage in Africa, in Asia, in the so-called Middle East, in Central and South America, Mexico, the Isles of the Pacific, the Caribbean, and the ghettos and barrios of Australia, New Zealand, North America, Canada, Europe, and Israel. Internationally, what is the state of women? Women, we just had in March. They don't call it Women's Day anymore. They have taken, and I'm glad, the whole of March is the month for women. Women's Month. International Women's Month is March. And so the reality is that worldwide, women do the greatest amount of work, collectively more work than men collectively. But collectively, women do not make anywhere near what men make. So the cost, the expense. So Yahushua wants to come in, dine with us, eat with us, sup with us, so that we can take the corruption out of society, so that we can uphold the sacred and divine feminine, and in turn uphold the sacred and divine masculine, uphold the babies and the children and the youth, so that we may experience the salvation that is in the kingdom of God and queendom of Goddess and heaven right here, right now on this earth. Yahushua says, I will sup with him and he will sup with me. And the word sup and he with me. Let's see, the with and the me. Those are simple words. Me, mine, my. With is the word meta. With, after, behind. So we want to be with Yahushua. Verse 21. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. Let me just say a cursory of this verse, and then we'll get into the details. How to overcome. Maybe I should look up the word overcome. Overcome. To conquer, to be victorious. Christ victorious over his foes. Of Christians that hold fast to the faith even unto death against the power of their foes, temptations, and persecutions. When one is arraigned or goes to law to win the case and maintain one's cause. That word, let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's G3528, Nikao.
And that is rooted in another word, that is this one.
Strong's G3529, Nike.
Now, Nikao was a verb, okay? But the etymological root of that word is Nike, and this is a feminine noun. We have to understand sacred divine masculine, sacred divine feminine. So here is the idea. The masses of the people are in need of victory over the system. You see, even on your job, I'm a UAW union member. The opposers are management supervisors. Every one of my sisters and brothers, whether UAW or management, are good people. I love each and every one of them, no matter whether they are union UAW members or whether they are on the side of Ford Management Corporation. But the system makes us enemies. The ruling class and ruling families dictate to Ford and Mulally and the other CEOs of GM and Chrysler. Do we not know and understand that the wicked ruling class and ruling families dictated to the CEO of GM not to reveal to the public of the default and or the fault and defect in that car, in those cars, those vehicles that ended up destroying 300 lives of poor working class men and women, probably of all manner of race, ethnicity, religion, and culture. So you can see how the wicked ruling class and ruling families cause CEOs and cause supervisors and managers to be the enemy of the workers. They come in one day, love you, kiss you, hug you, have wonderful conversation. Then the next day, some directive has come down from the wicked ruling class and ruling families. And now they're your enemy. Maybe there are some workers that deserve for the supervisors to come down on them. But I have seen workers who did not deserve it at all, who were put up against the wall and suffered all manner of abuse from management and supervisors. Why do we think there was a labor movement? Because the CEOs, following the dictates of the House of Rothschild, have never wanted to see the labor force have a living wage, health care, benefits, and so on and so forth. So the system causes us to be enemies, and we need victory over this system. We need to overcome this system. We need to have victory. We need our sacred, divine, feminine power within ourselves to have victory over the system. We need to have victory over the foes of the human family. See, we're looking beyond supervisors and UAW. We're looking at poor working class men and women who have been deprived of power, who have been deprived of the ability to rule our own lives as we see fit, commensurate with the science of the universe. We, as poor working class black, brown, red, yellow, and white men and women, would naturally, if left alone, be friends, would love one another, would see about different culture and what things we could learn from each other and take it back to our culture and our so-called people, and we would have friendship across tribal lines, across ethnic lines, across religious lines, across political lines. But the wicked ruling class and ruling families who control politics and control religion and control the educational institutions and control government and systems have corrupted it all and caused the enmity, animosity, hatred, and jealousy between each other, causing us to fight, kill, and destroy one another. We need victory over that. This is beyond being just in the camp of a Christian. We're talking about victory for all poor working class oppressed men and women, no matter where we find ourselves on this earth. This is what this verse is talking about, and how we are constantly taken into their courts of law of the wicked ruling class and ruling families, and how they throw the book at us all the time because we're poor working class and we're not a part of the elites and we're not a part of the ruling class and ruling families. And all of those elite people better watch out, because you're elite today and they'll take you down tomorrow to let you know that they never did accept you as being anything other than part and parcel of poor working class men and women. So why not cease listening to the wicked ruling class and ruling families? Why not come together with the poor working class masses and let us liberate the human family? So they take us into their courts. They misuse, abuse, and manipulate the law. They oppose organizations that have come up to see about the rights of the human family. So they institute economic institutions like the International Monetary Fund, World Bank, World Trade Organization. And they pass terrible laws like the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which is destruction to our Asian sisters and brothers, which is a way, as I understand it, of opposing China and Russia and their influence in Asia, causing the sisters and brothers of Asia to go into slave wage, low wage labor market. We have to overcome all of this. We have to overcome all the enmity and the animosity and the hatreds that we have learned from the wicked ruling class and ruling families pumping such hatred into ourselves against each other. All of the persecutions. See, Brother Chokwe Lumumba, some of us believe that the man might have been assassinated. And that's a terrible thought to have. He was undergoing persecutions and undergoing temptations. And so, see, when you are revolutionary, when you are an activist, when you're working to ensure that the people experience salvation free from the molestation of the system, you're working on behalf of the people, and you're working to eliminate corruption out of the system, out of the government, out of the neighborhoods, out of the communities, out of our families, and out of our own personal selves, then the temptations come and the persecutions come, and you have to begin to overcome temptations. See, the infiltrators will come into your organization. They're coming to your mosque. They're coming to your cathedral, your church, your temple, and they'll solicit you, seduce you and us into turning heels on our mission, into turning heels on our job of liberating the human family. Brother Chokwe Lumumba had to face down all of that, overcome the temptations, overcome persecutions from government and institution and system, as he was working to eliminate corruption from those same government institution and systems. And so we have that same road to travel. We must overcome the temptations, overcome the persecutions, overcome those defects within ourselves that make us susceptible to temptations. So we have to work on ourselves. We have to know and understand what drives us. We have to know and understand our hidden desires. Do we have a desire to be powerful? Well, the system will offer us power. Is that not what Satan did with Yahushua? Offered him the kingdoms of the earth, offered Yahushua power. See, Yahushua represents you and me, all of us, that the system will offer us the very thing that we desire. So we, as Yahushua, must say to the lower desires, the lower self, the opposer named Satan, no, we refuse your offer. Because we know that the Most High has all of the power. And if we stay with the Most High and align ourselves with the science of the universe, we will have the whole universe. One of my favorite reggae music groups, John Brown Body, has a lyric where it talks about attaining to and reaching higher than the sky. I'm not saying it totally correct, but just understand the symbolism. How high is the sky? But that which we will be able to obtain and attain to, if we are connected with the science of the universe and connected with the Most High, is higher than the highest heights of the sky. This is what we must do. to overcome the system, to overcome all of our foes internally and externally. To him that overcometh will I grant. Who's going to grant? Yahushua. Yahushua is granting. Yahushua is giving. Health, wealth, and prosperity is granting and giving. Liberation and deliverance is in operation here. Granting to us something. This word grant has to do with giving something to someone of one's own accord, to give one something to his advantage. So Yahushua is not like we have become. Many of us will only give someone something if it only benefits ourselves. Yahushua is not like that. Yahushua does not think like the wicked ruling class and ruling families. Yahushua is looking at what is advantageous for us and wants to give us that which is advantageous to us. This means that Yahushua has studied the human condition. Yahushua has studied the human being. Yahushua has studied the government, the systems, the institutions. Yahushua has studied the wicked ruling class and how they exert control over the masses of the people, turning us against each other to destroy each other. So Yahushua says, I want to give advantage to the oppressed. I want, Yahushua speaking, to give advantage to the poor working class masses of the people of the human family. So Yahushua is defined again as health, wealth, and prosperity. If every human being was able to obtain health, wealth, and prosperity, would that not be advantageous to every human being? And so because we have been denied such reality, we need liberty and deliverance. Are these not advantageous to the human being? Because if we do not attain those realities, vengeance is at the door. Punishment is at the door. And punishment and vengeance are in the door and inside. And that is why we, the human family, are suffering, because we have yet to allow Yahushua to come in. And this means we must study the word Yahushua and study the definitions of the word Yahushua. Yahushua, health, wealth, prosperity, liberty, deliverance, wants to seek advantage for us, to bestow a gift. These are definitions. To grant, to give to one asking. Are we not asking for liberation? Are the people not asking for living wage job? Are the immigrants not asking Barack Obama and the Obama administration to cease deportation? To cease deporting Mexican, Central, South American men and women over the border? Does not the scripture say in the book of Leviticus that you must love the stranger as if they are your own sister and brother, your own citizen? Are we doing that? No. When we establish those deportation centers that are the jails for the immigrants, and money is made because you keep putting them in the jails, putting them in these deportation centers, and they're making money just like the prison system in general. They have a prison system for the immigrants. So you jail them, you split families, you split mothers and fathers from the children, and so on and so forth. No. Yahushua says, I want to give advantage to the so-called immigrant. Let's take this last break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.